Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Self-Led Internal Family Systems Workbook by Tanis Allen offers a practical entry point into internal family systems therapy concepts for readers who want to understand themselves with more clarity and compassion. Grounded in the IFS idea that the mind contains different parts that hold emotions, beliefs, and protective strategies, the workbook focuses on building the skills to relate to those parts rather than fighting them. Allen, a licensed clinical social worker, frames the work around cultivating self-leadership, the calm, curious inner presence that can listen, soothe, and guide. Instead of presenting IFS as theory alone, the book emphasizes step-by-step exercises that help readers map inner patterns, identify protectors and vulnerable exiles, and reduce internal conflict. The overall tone is supportive and structured, making it suitable for people who want to do meaningful inner work independently or alongside therapy. Readers can expect prompts, reflections, and guided practices designed to increase emotional regulation, improve relationships, and foster lasting self-acceptance. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding the IFS model and the idea of parts. A central topic is the foundational IFS perspective that internal conflict is not a character flaw, but a natural system of parts trying to protect you. The workbook helps readers shift from thinking in terms of one fixed personality to recognizing a dynamic inner community. Some parts may push for achievement, control, or caretaking, while others may carry fear, shame, grief, or unmet needs. By learning basic IFS language, readers can name patterns without judging them, which reduces shame and increases psychological flexibility. This framework also normalizes contradictory impulses, such as wanting closeness while also avoiding vulnerability. The book invites readers to observe how parts show up in the body, emotions, thoughts, and behaviors, and to track what triggers different reactions. Through structured reflection, readers can begin to see how certain parts became necessary in earlier life contexts and why they still activate today. This reframing is powerful because it turns self-criticism into curiosity. Rather than trying to eliminate unwanted feelings, the approach encourages listening to what each part is trying to accomplish. That mindset sets the stage for deeper healing work later in the workbook. Secondly, cultivating self-leadership for calm and clarity. Another major topic is developing self-leadership, the internal capacity to relate to experiences with calm, compassion, curiosity, and confidence. The workbook emphasizes that healing is more likely when a steady inner presence leads the process rather than reactive parts taking over. Readers are guided to notice when they are blended with a part, meaning the part is running the show, and to practice unblending so they can respond instead of react. This is especially relevant for moments of overwhelm, spiraling thoughts, or intense emotional states. Exercises typically focus on grounding, body awareness, and gentle inquiry, helping readers access a more centered state before engaging with difficult material. The idea is not to force positivity, but to build a reliable inner stance that can hold complexity. Self-leadership also becomes a practical tool for decision-making, boundary setting, and conflict resolution, because choices are made from clarity rather than urgency. Over time, readers can learn to recognize early signs that a protector is escalating, pause, and reconnect with self-energy. This skill changes the tone of inner dialogue from harsh directives to respectful collaboration, improving emotional regulation and reinforcing self-trust. Thirdly, working with protectors like managers and firefighters, the workbook highlights how protective parts often drive everyday habits and coping strategies. In IFS, protectors commonly show up as managers that try to prevent pain through control, perfectionism, caretaking, or hypervigilance, and as firefighters that try to put out distress quickly through distraction, numbing, or impulsive behavior. The book guides readers to approach these parts with appreciation rather than confrontation, because protectors typically develop to keep the system safe. By identifying what each protector fears would happen if it relaxed, readers can understand the logic behind patterns that otherwise feel irrational. The workbook approach encourages dialogue with protectors to learn their positive intent and to negotiate new roles that are less extreme. This can be especially helpful for people stuck in cycles like overworking, then crashing, people-pleasing, then resenting, or strict self-control followed by escapism. Readers practice tracking protector triggers, the sensations that accompany activation, and the beliefs that keep the protector on duty. As protectors begin to trust self-leadership, they can allow access to deeper feelings without escalating defenses. This topic is key because it transforms coping behaviors from enemies into messengers, making change more sustainable and less self-punishing. Fourthly, healing exiles and unburdening painful beliefs. The workbook also addresses the more vulnerable inner parts often described as exiles, which may carry loneliness, fear, shame, grief, or early attachment wounds. These parts tend to be pushed away because their emotions feel too intense, and protectors work hard to keep them out of awareness. The book supports readers in approaching exiles carefully, with pacing and stabilization, so the work feels safe rather than flooding. The goal is not to relive the past, but to witness the emotions and needs that were not fully met, offering the kind of validation and care that may have been missing. As readers build the capacity to stay present with these feelings, they can begin to loosen burdens such as beliefs of being unlovable, unsafe, or not enough. This process often involves recognizing how old experiences shaped current reactions and how certain triggers pull the system back into younger states. The workbook frames healing as a relationship. The reader learns to show up consistently for vulnerable parts, creating internal security. When exiles feel seen and protected in a healthier way, protectors no longer need to operate at the same intensity. This topic is crucial for lasting change because it targets the roots of emotional pain rather than only managing symptoms. Lastly, applying IFS skills to daily life and relationships. Beyond inner exploration, the workbook emphasizes translating IFS insights into daily habits and relational improvements. Readers are encouraged to recognize how parts interact in real time during conflict, stress, or intimacy. For example, a defensive part may speak sharply, a caretaking part may overaccommodate, or an anxious part may seek reassurance repeatedly. By learning to notice these patterns early, readers can pause, check in internally, and choose a response aligned with self-leadership. The book supports building practical routines such as regular parts check-ins, journaling prompts, and gentle debriefs after emotional events. This makes IFS less like a one-time exercise and more like a way of living with self-awareness. The approach can also reduce shame in relationships by reframing reactions as parts, based dynamics rather than personal failures. Readers can practice communicating from self, naming what is happening internally without blaming others. Over time, this can improve boundaries, reduce reactivity, and increase empathy for both self and partner, friends, or family. The workbook also implicitly supports resilience by helping readers create an internal support system they can access anywhere. This topic ties the inner work to real-world outcomes, steadier moods, clearer choices, and more respectful connection. In conclusion, this workbook is best for readers who want a structured, self-guided way to explore internal family systems concepts, including people who are curious about therapy tools, those already in counseling who want between-session practices, and anyone motivated to reduce inner conflict and self-criticism. It can benefit daily life by teaching skills for emotional regulation, self-compassion, and clearer decision-making, especially during stress, relationship tension, or moments of overwhelm. By learning to identify parts, unblend from reactivity, and approach protectors and vulnerable feelings with respect, readers can replace shame-driven self-talk with a collaborative inner stance. That shift often makes habits easier to change because the underlying needs are addressed instead of fought. Compared to similar self-help books that focus mainly on positive thinking or willpower, this workbook stands out by offering a coherent map of the psyche and a repeatable process for engaging emotions safely. The emphasis on self-leadership and step-by-step exercises makes it actionable rather than purely inspirational. If you want a practical companion for building a kinder relationship with yourself while developing usable therapeutic skills, this book is a worthwhile purchase. If you would like to support Tanis Allen LMSW ACSW, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.